Week 11, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. Psalm 68. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68 continued. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favour. In your great love, answer me, O God. With your help that never fails, rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find. For food they gave me poison, In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Psalm 68 concluded. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. A gift pleasing to God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad. The God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. The Lord will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths. A reading from the book of Judges, chapter 16. After this, Samson loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came to her and said to her, "Entice him, and see wherein his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to subdue him. And we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." And Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me wherein your great strength lies, and how you might be bound, that one could subdue you." And when she pressed him hard with her words day after day, and urged him, his soul was vexed to death. And he told her all his mind, and said to her, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I be shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her all his mind, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he has told me all his mind." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She made him sleep upon her knees, and she called a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." And he did not know that the Lord had left him. And the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze fetters. And he ground at the mill in the prison. But the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god, and to rejoice. For they said, "Our God has given Samson our enemy into our hand." And when the people saw him, they praised their god, for they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hand, the ravager of our country, who has slain many of us." And when their hearts were merry, they said, "Call Samson, that he may make sport for us. So they called Samson out of prison, and he made sport before them. They made him stand between the pillars, and Samson said to the lad who led him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, and on the roof there were about 3,000 men and women who looked on while Samson made sport. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray you, and strengthen me, I pray you, only this once, O God, that I may be avenged upon the Philistines for one of my two eyes." And Samson grasped the two middle pillars upon which the house rested, and he leant his weight upon them, his right hand on the one, and his left hand on the other. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he bowed with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were in it. So the dead whom he slew at his death were more than those whom he had slain during his life. Then his brothers and all his family came down and took him, and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah his father. He had judged Israel 20 years. A responsory from Psalm 42. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against the godless nation, for you are my rock, my stronghold. Remember me and strengthen me just once again, for you are my rock, my stronghold. A reading from the Treatise of St. Cyprian on the Lord's Prayer. No wonder, my dear brethren, that this prayer should be the Lord's Prayer, in which he taught us to embrace all our prayers in a few saving words. This had already been foretold by the prophet Isaiah, when, filled with the Holy Spirit, he spoke about the majesty and loving kindness of God. Quote, "He will complete and condense his word in holiness, because he will shorten his word in the whole world." End of quote. When the word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came to all men and gathered together the learned with the unlearned, he set forth to every sex and age the precepts of salvation. But he also made a comprehensive summary of these precepts, so that the memories of those being instructed in the way of heaven might not be burdened, but might grasp quickly what was necessary for simple faith. Thus, in his teaching about eternal life, he summed up the mystery of life with admirable divine brevity, when he said, "This is eternal life, that they may know me, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Again, when he summarized the primary and more important precepts of the law and the prophets, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord." And again, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." God taught us to pray not only by word, but also by deed. He prayed frequently himself, and made entreaty, and by his example he showed us what we ought to do. As it is written, "He withdrew to the wilderness and prayed." And again, "He went out into a mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God." The Lord prayed and made intercession, not for himself, for what would an innocent man ask for himself in prayer, but rather for our sins. As he declared himself in his words to Peter, "Behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail." And then he interceded with the Father for all. "I do not pray for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, that they may be one in us." What great loving concern God had for our salvation, in that he not only shed his blood for us, but prayed for us too. See what it was he wanted for us. The prayer that as the Father and the Son are one, so we too might be one with them. Responsory from Psalm 24. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I trust in you. Let me not be disappointed. May your truth guide me and teach me, O God, my deliverer, my abiding hope. My God, I trust you. Let me not be disappointed. Let us pray. Lord God, strength of those who hope in you, support us in our prayer, because we are weak and can do nothing without you. Give us always the help of your grace, so that in fulfilling your commandments we may please you in all we desire and do. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.